This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Friday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chasten and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news that as American jobless benefits expire, the rise in poverty distress follows. New claims for unemployment benefits in the US came in at just under 900,000 last week, and that was much higher than the 825,000 expected. And the number of people still qualified and getting these benefits fell by more than 1.2 million last week to just on 10 million as the pace rises whereby six-month entitlements periods end. Remember, at its peak in March, it was almost 25 million people on these benefits. Many will have gotten jobs since then, about 700,000, but that still leaves a huge 14 million who have lost benefit qualification. And there is still no progress on any congressional plan to extend benefit entitlements. The social pressures are building to an ugly level. And the next set of regional Fed factory surveys are mixed, although both are expanding. The Philly Fed one reports rising activity, but the New York one reports a pullback in their region. Both have huge industrial bases. And Canada's September home sales set a new record, soaring 45% from last year. And prices were up 10% year on year nationally, although the biggest gains were in Ontario. And that comes despite a larger than expected drop in payroll employment there. In China, American investors have piled into a big $6 billion Chinese government bond issue. More such issues are on the way. And China's consumer inflation fell to 1.7% above the same month a year ago and a 19-month low in September as pork price growth eased. Observers say their CPI still has some way to fall yet as the pork price gets back to some sort of normal after the African swine flu crisis. Although the price of beef still rose sharply, although lamb prices less so. Factory prices are still falling there, however. In India, they've launched a $10 billion infrastructure spending boost to try and arrest their downturn. In Australia, the number of jobs fell there in September by a bit less than 30,000, and 20,000 of that loss was full-time employment. The Victorian lockdown caused its retreat. Their national jobless rate is now 6.9% and their participation rate fell to 64.8%. Underemployment is now 11.4% there. And the RBA has raised expectations of a November rate cut, possibly from 0.25% to 0.1%. Meanwhile, consumer inflation expectations rose in Australia in the latest survey, now up to 3.4% from 3.1% last time the survey was run. Wall Street is down 0.4% today, as recorded by the S&P 500, adding to yesterday's similar retreat. Overnight, European markets fell more than 2.1%. Yesterday, Shanghai traded down 0.3%, Hong Kong ended down 2.1% in a late fall away, and Tokyo was down 0.5%. The ASX 200 ended its session up 0.5% from the prior day, but the NZX 50 Capital Index was down 0.5% and ending its run of recent gains. The latest compilation of COVID-19 data is out. The global tally is now almost 37.7 million and up at a faster pace of 383,000 in one day, which is an all-time record rise. The largest number of reported cases globally are still in the US, which rose 60,000 in one day to nearly 8.2 million. In Australia, there have now been 27,362 COVID-19 cases reported, and that is 21 more cases than were reported yesterday. Again, most were in New South Wales. The US Treasury 10-year yield is unchanged this morning at 0.73%, and the price of gold is virtually unchanged at $1,904 an ounce. Oil prices are also a little changed, now just on $40.50 a barrel in the US, while the international price is a bit softer at $42.75 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar starts today lower by 0.5 cent at 65.9 US cents. Against the Australian dollar, we're firm at 93 Australian cents and holding on to yesterday's gain. Against the euro, we're at a softish at 56.3 euro cents. And that means our trade-weighted index is down 40 basis points to 69.4. And the Bitcoin price is marginally firmer today, now at $11,392. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chasten, and we'll do this again on Monday.
Smart Sound.